Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A Human Rights Commission discussion has heard that a multitude of factors lead to violence and bullying at schools. Today is International Day Against Violence and Bullying in Schools. The meeting has brought together the NPA, education officials and a psychologist, and comes amid a spate of violent incidents at schools around the country. Makosonke Vilagazi is a counsellor at UNISA. He says there is no single reason for acts of violence and bullying.
The family environment factors. We know that most of our children come from very dysfunctional families where they observe those kind of behavior where there is harsh parenting, lack of warmth, even domestic violence.
Meanwhile, the Legal Service Center's Sharita Babu has urged schools to start implementing their existing policies.
Well, so I think that's where we find the gaps are, is understanding of implementation, interpretation of the code of conduct and the protocols and the legislation.
Residents of Chatsworth and Amanzimtoti, whose taps have run dry, say they've run out of patience. The two areas in the south of Durban have been experiencing water outages over several days. In Chatsworth, residents say they've had it with recurring supply shortages. They are calling for long-term infrastructure upgrades. Local Salva Naidu is affected and says it's an endless cycle. Further south in Amanzimtoti, some residents of Athlone say they haven't seen a drop in almost 2 weeks. Ward Councillor Andre Bietre says a series of failures along the supply line has caused repeated outages.
We have already made inquiries towards the repairs of both the pump at the reservoir as well as progress report on the pump at Prospect, and we are told that they're also looking at mitigating circumstances to see whether they can get water in the meantime by changing some of the valves to increase the flow from Prospect to Atlanta.
A request for comment has been sent to Etegwini Municipality, but the city has previously said construction of the 24-kilometre southern aqueduct is already underway. It says the pipeline will provide relief to downstream areas, including Chatsworth and Shawcross. A Durban-based veterinarian has discouraged pet owners from allowing their animals to attack wildlife, especially snakes. Dr. Carla Guda says more than 80 dog snake bites have been reported in Durban alone in the past year. She says snakes are not out to attack pets or their owners.
It's always tragic when a snake kills a pet. It's not the pet's fault that it gets bitten by the snake. They have a natural instinct to protect their owners and themselves from snakes, and so they will attack them. But what is really sad was that we see increasingly how pet owners are, instead of taking their animals away from the snake the moment they see the interaction, they delay by either taking videos or photos or phoning around for help instead of immediately taking the pet away. So we always advise people to take a pet away from a snake before you do anything else.
Dr. Guda has advised pet owners who have yards to keep them clean and rubble-free to avoid attracting a slithery visitor. She says snake bites in pets are treated in the same way as humans.
There's no first aid for snake bites. Don't fall for myths like cutting the snake bite or sucking the snake bite to try and get venom out. Do not tie a tight bandage or anything like that around the limb. Those things just make matters worse.
And KZN, you've done better. The East Coast Radio Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon has surpassed last year's total of 1.23 million rand. And with 2 hours still to go, you've so far helped to raise 1.47 million rand. East Coast Radio's events and CSI specialist Hobekile Honono says you're helping children who rely on school feeding schemes for what is often their only meal in a day to go to bed with fuller tummies over the festive season.
It's such a sad reality that when the schools are closed, unfortunately, these kids go to bed without food. So the more money we make, or the more donations we receive, it means more kids will be fed over the Christmas period. So thank you so much, KZN, for coming on board. We are really nothing without your donations. We truly rely on you, and we really, really value these donations, because without these donations, we are unable to make this campaign come to life.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 27.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus knows Siyokolisi will put the team ahead of his 100th test this Saturday. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca happy with his squad rotation policy. And Richard Sterney just two shots back at the Abu Dhabi Championship after two rounds.